Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
Hello, everyone. Happy weekend. You're listening to Talk with Marie Live. Today, I have poet Angel Jade Ryder, who is the host of the Morning Brew every Sunday at 10 a.m. SLT. And in remembrance of Dr. Maya Angelou, who is a favorite poet of all time, well, one of the many, today we'll be talking about her work, and she's going to be sharing two pieces by Maya Angelou. But first, I wanted to let you guys know what's going on in Second Life. First, the annual art walk at Raglan has started since last Sunday. And this is going to be going on for a few weeks. And I have a few photos that are on display there. And so there's so many things happening. And I think there's another art walk, another art exhibit going on at the brewery. And so if anyone is in Second Life, this is a great time to share your work and support a lot of different causes that are taking place. And then today at 12 p.m. SLT, James Olmos will be at Gallery Rouge right after the open mic that we have, which is typically at 1 p.m. SLT. So we have a packed Sunday. And then right after this interview, Angel Jade Ryder will be hosting her weekly open mic. So for more information about Raglan, you can go to raglanshire.com. There you'll get more information about the art walk that started on May 15 and it's going to come to an end on June 19. And then you guys have heard Blue, who's been on the show many times with Natalia. And so for more information on the Builders Brewery Art Festival, go to virtuosity1111.wordpress.com. And there you see all the events that they have going on for the whole week. So tons happening. So before I go to Angel Jade, I want to thank all my followers on Twitter and Pinterest. It's been amazing. There's always a festival going on. The last interview I did was with Mass Poetry, and that festival came to an end. And so every week and every month, there's something happening. So to continue with that kind of excitement, I'm going to go to AJ, who is live in Second Life right now. Hello, AJ.
That's where our reality and society has reached, where news has become reality TV. Hi, Red.
So welcome back to the show. I see we're still having a great conversation pre-open mic, which is always exciting.
That's pretty much what I was commenting on the other day. That we have reached in a stage where our societies and our communities and our way of thinking, where news is supposed to be informative, educational and opinionative, has now become entertainment, which is kind of on the sad part. But it means that we're taking the bad and the good, but it's mostly bad, and turning it into entertainment rather than shedding light and see if we can fix it. Thanks, Red, and thanks for having us.
Yeah, now we have a full house, which is always great.
I can pass the mic back over to you, Red.
No, this is a good moment.
Happy Maya Angelou month.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it's been 2 years. I think next weekend we'll make it.
Happy Maya Angelou month to everyone out there in SL and RL.
Yes. You know, I ended up watching an episode she did before she passed away on the OWN network. She was on Super Soul Sunday with Oprah. And I was thinking, you know, I think you and her are like the
Yes, welcome.
So
Okay, Brett, what's the topics of the day? What are we going to discuss today? Oh, but it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
A lot of good.
Is Maya. She said this month is Maya Angelou's
month.
Yes.
Yes, it's her month. I was saying I had to watch Super Soul Sunday just to warm up for the interview, because I think after Oprah, you're probably one of the other people who love her so much and talk about her on a regular basis, right?
Mm-hmm. I think the good thing about Maya Angelou is that, you know, even though she's passed on, her words are still to the point today. It's like she had a vision of past, present, and future, and she encapsulated it in her work. So she was able to bring forth her words back then, and those words back then are prevalent today. That's what I loved about having discussions about Maya and her poetry.
No, I love that. And then it's amazing to me because I'm still discovering work that she's done where we don't talk about those. I think Phenomenal Woman is probably one of the first poems I've heard by her. And then there's still other books and other, you know, she had the book Letters to My Daughters that she's written. And I'm still discovering things she has written, amazing quotes, you know, she said in the past. Do you have any favorites in terms of her poems that she's written or her collection of books?
Well, the one, I should say, book that I collected from her happened to be the complete collected poems of Maya Angelou, which is my Maya Bible. Mm. basically, it's the compilation of all her books, from Still I Rise to Oh Pray My Wings Are Gonna Fit Me Well to Just Give Me a Cool Drink of Water Before I Die. And just having the opportunity to have the collection, it gives me a full insight on how Maya took history of the earth, history of America, history of the black man and black woman, and the history of woman on the whole, that she's able to put it into words. And again, it's prevalent even up to today. And Phenomenal Woman, of course, is probably everybody's favorite. And I do have it to say today, of course. And I think the reason Phenomenal Woman is so much a favorite to many around the world is because it is a celebration. It is a recognition of what it is to be a woman. It is the understanding that being a woman is not only we just happen to be human and that's it. We just happen to be seen as of the lesser sex, which of course is untrue. It's the opportunity for mankind to see both man and woman, but especially woman, to recognize that we have such a level of worth, such a level of substance that we should be able to be recognized and celebrated. Because it ain't easy being a woman. It ain't easy being a man either, but it ain't easy being a woman.
It seems like I don't know if that's ever going to change. You know, one of my favorite quotes by her, she said, I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. And earlier we were talking about memory and our senses. And I think sometimes that's what she has done through her poetry, I think some people in her presence, like the way she makes them feel. Mm-hmm. And I think there are a lot of people in the world who feels like she was a mother, a grandmother, a confidant, a friend, even if you've never met her in person. And so I kind of,
absolutely.
Yeah.
To me, Maya is my great aunt, my grandmother, my great great grandmother, and my grandmother, all rolled up in one. Well, in one, but at the same time, she's also, yeah, a best friend. And that's exactly right. She's able to take words and instead of, I would say, bringing feeling into them, she's created feelings in the words so that each sentence and each aspect of her poetry brings forth an emotion that is righteous, like that. It just feels it. You feel it. It comes out of you. It's not something where you just recognize it as a poem. It's like, oh yes, you know, it's a nice poem. It has wonderful words. It's come in a nice sentence and syntax, and oh yes, wonderful. But to be able to bring forth an emotion out of a person through the spoken word, she is the master of that.
Mm-hmm.
Literally the master of that.
Love that. So before we run out of time, I want to give you plenty of time to share those two poems by Maya. Which one are you going to do
first?
Sure.
Actually, one poem I'm going to start with is called Equality. And this is based off the fact that, of course, this week, I think, in the news, there was a particular actress with a particular actor as well, who played a certain presidency, if I'm not been mistaken. And she was promoting and pushing for equality in the workplace. And that is something that is prevalent across the board all around the world. And it's funny that Maya Angelou wrote a poem about equality many moons ago that is prevalent to today. So I wanted to start off with that, with the first poem called Equality, and it is by Maya Angelou. Listen to her words and feel it. Don't even think, just feel it. You declare you see me dimly through a glass which will not shine, though I stand before you boldly, trim in rank and marking time. You do own to hear me faintly as a whisper out of range, while my drums beat out the message and the rhythms never change. Equality and I will be free. Equality and I will be free. You announce my ways are wanton, that I fly from man to man. But if I'm just a shadow to you, could you ever understand? We have lived a painful history. We know the shameful past. But I keep on marching forward, and you keep on coming last. Equality and I will be free. Equality and I will be free. Take the blinders from your vision. Take the padding from your ears and confess you've heard me crying and admit you've seen my tears. Hear the temple so compelling. Hear the blood throb in my veins. Yes, my drums are beating nightly and the rhythms never change. Equality and I will be free. Equality and I will be free. And that was Equality by Maya Angelou. And again, I'm sure there are those out there that are like, Maya did that?
I know.
Yeah. and it tells you, she saw within society that we were coming on board with the fact that this needs to happen in our lifetime, that equality must be recognized, that equal pay must be done in order for us to recognize the work, regardless of gender. We should recognize for our intelligence rather than our limbs. I'm sure there's some that say, well, there's some works that women can't do. Well, guess what? There's some works that men can't do either.
Mm.
But do we tell you this? No. We don't push it in your face, no. So it ain't easy pushing out a melon from the size of a lemon hole. I'm just saying. The second poem is, of course, Phenomenal Woman. And again, it's prevalent even to this day, because here it is, you have women that are being trafficked and raped and ostracized. Here are women that are being taken, beaten, and they're being made, you know, into just horrific forms of slavery. Women are still being treated like this. You have children. Look at our children. Bring back our children from Boko Haram. This is the time where we, as a world, should recognize that being a woman is a precious, it's a valuable commodity, just like a man's life. And a woman's life has to reach a stage where it is of importance. It is not only because we happen to populate the world, but it is because our half of the generations that are before us and behind us and the coming future, we as women are the ones that push that generation into the forefront. Man cannot live by bread alone. Well, guess what? Man cannot live by woman alone. Women cannot live by man alone. It's the both of them. It's the understanding that we as man and women, men and women, we should be able to culture, to cultivate a society, bring it forth into its goodness, its prosperity. That is what we need to aim for. And being a woman, we as women need to be recognized. So, Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou. Pretty woman, wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model's size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please. And to a man, the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. When they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees, I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say it in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need for my care. 'Cause I'm a woman. Phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. And that's Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, that one is a major one. Oh, you did a great job. Well, thank you for sharing. I know you have a few minutes before you open mic start. And I saw some great quotes. BC had tried to be a rainbow in someone's cloud. That's another quote by her. And then on a website, I'm so happy that, you know, people can still learn about her, all the books. There's a quote every day, and today's quote is, if you have only one smile and you give it to the people you love, which is the other message, I think, for her. It was all about love and forgiveness and really sort of celebrating all humanity and remembering what's important.
Very much. If the world did not have love and if the world did not have forgiveness, as we say back home, crackle, smoke your pipe. No, I think we need love and we need the understanding that love, all you need is love. I mean, the Beatles said it beautifully.
Exactly.
All you need is love. And having Maya and the poetry from her to push that love, to push that recognition, to understand that there's feeling, there's emotion, to push that we matter. We as human beings, both male, female, black, white, Asian, it doesn't matter what race, religion, gender, or even your beliefs. What matters most is that you believe that we, as human beings, matter. And if we matter, then there should not be any hate. There should not be any wars. There should not be any level of pain to the point of violence.
Mm.
Why kill someone when in fact you're really killing yourself, because you're killing the human spirit, you're killing the human soul, you're killing love? That person may not have love for you, but they may have love for another. And then, you know, that phenomenal loss is just, it's a loss to humanity, but it's a loss to love. And so we must be able to embrace love and bring love and encapsulate love. And we should promote love and we should promote forgiveness and we should promote mercy. This is the year of mercy for those of the Catholic religion. This is the year where we need to look to our fellow man and say, yes, I see you.
Thank you, AJ.
And that's
yes, and that continues. Her legacy is not over. So I'm happy that we're remembering her, and you remember her every single week and probably every single day. You know, so which is amazing. So thank you so much for coming back on the show. So I'm hoping we'll be doing this on a regular basis. And thank you to the regulars who are in the house today, and be part of the spicy conversation you guys have before open mic happens. So I'll be back to be part of the hour.
All right. And of course, if you're in Second Life, of course, please note that you have poets from all around the world here in SL. So we have the opportunity to just hear the good works of ourselves and the works of others.
Thank you again, AJ, for being on the show. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. So we are so privileged to be able to do poetry every single week, regardless of the occasion. And AJ is one of our best hosts in Second Life, making sure the tradition of spoken word and poetry continues by celebrating different artists and writers, and particularly a lot of writers we don't hear about, for example, from the Caribbean or in different languages. So it's great. So for those of you who love Maya, there's a wonderful website. You can go to www.mayaangelou.com where you get her work, everything that's happening, and it's being done through the Caged Bird legacy. And that's what her work will continue to do. There are great quotes on there. You can go and keep celebrating and remembering and living her words. So thank you again, everyone, for tuning in. You can listen to any segments that you missed. I'll be back next weekend for more on music, books, and social events that are going on all over the world. And have an awesome week.